This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Have you seen the new film yet?
Oh, yes, a couple of times. Very good. Absolutely super, I think.
Well, look, if it's got your seal of approval, then I'm happy. But did they have to get your permission to make it?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've been against it ever since the first one because I thought it was just cashing in on the huge success of the first one. I thought it was like film producers do, you know, you have a success, you think, right, quick, make another one as soon as possible. But there's nothing wrong with that in principle. Right? But I think now that there's been this huge gap of time, about 25, 30 years, this can be looked upon as a completely new thing, really.
But also, as you alluded there, Raymond, sometimes when they make sequels or they keep adding things on, they do it for money reasons, and the quality, it just devalues the original piece of work.
Well, that's what I was dreading in the first place, and that's why I kept saying no to John Coates, the great producer of all this stuff. But I finally weakened with about 10 of his liquid lunches he always takes people out for over the decade. And I think it was a good decision. Now, there's such a huge gap in time. It's not cashing in on the other or anything. It's a damn good film. I've seen a bit smashing.
I'll look forward to this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Raymond, all these years have passed since The Snowman. You must still be very proud of that work.
Yes, I think it was wonderful the way it's touched so many people. I mean, it's in practically every country in the world. There's merchandise all over the world. I get letters from Japan and China and Korea and say nothing of Europe and everything. It's just phenomenal. It's a sort of worldwide phenomenon. You can hardly meet a person who has not seen it, has seen the film or seen the book or both. It's incredible.
Isn't it? It must be a fantastic feeling. It's just unreal for so many on so many different levels. As well as The Snowman, Raymond, you created the Father Christmas books,
yeah.
Fungus the Bogeyman, and When the Wind Blows, amongst other well-known books. Are you happy that you've guaranteed your legacy?
I'm not worried about the legacy. I'll be dead by then. No, I don't think anything about legacies or anything, I'm afraid. I think about the grave, but not after the grave.
No, but the fact that you've inspired and so many people have seen your work. I mean, you walk into a bookshop, right? When you walk into a nice book, you walk around and you think, hang on, and you look around and think, hang on, that's me. That's me they're reading.
Yeah, I know, it is rather odd. And as I say, when you get letters from people in Japan, you think, good God, something I did here in this little room is now being looked at in the middle of Japan. It's just a rather odd feeling, really, enough. And they like it enough to send you letters and drawings based on it. It's incredible.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking when you're going home.
This is Drive.
BBC Three Counties Radio.